It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Freshwater mussels truly are a unique group of animals. About 300 species of freshwater mussels live in North America, but 43% of these are in danger of extinction. Since freshwater mussels obtain their food by filtering it from the water they're in, they are vulnerable to a variety of pollutants in their habitat, such as toxins and sediment. Where I lived in Kentucky, the water quality is not the best, but with a little bit of looking, I could usually find some mussels in the lakes and small rivers that I explored. But I've been on a few rivers in western Montana, like the Clark Fork, the Blackfoot, and Rock Creek, and not once have I seen a freshwater mussel. I began to wonder why. With a little bit of research, I found out that there are not that many freshwater mussels west of the Continental Divide in Montana. In fact, only one native species resides here, the western pearl shell. This mussel is part of a family commonly referred to as pearl mussels, since they are capable of making pearls. The western pearl shell is the smallest freshwater mussel in Montana, usually just a couple of inches in length. Its shell is elongated and very dark on the outside and purple on the inside. It prefers cold water streams at least 12 feet wide with low to medium gradient. Like other mussels in this family, how western pearl shells grow and develop is a very complex process. Western pearl shells are hermaphroditic, meaning each individual contains both male and female reproductive organs. Once the embryonic mussels, or glochidia, are fully developed in their parent, they are released into the water. At this point, they have only a few days to attach to the gills of a fish, which often has to be a specific species. The optimal species for the western pearl shell glochidia to attach to is the West Slope cutthroat trout. If the glochidia attaches to a wrong host, it often dies. A few days after attaching to the gills of the host's skin will grow around the glochidia, forming a nodular cyst. The encapsulated glochidia develops in the dermal tissue for a few months. Afterward, it breaks off and remains in the river bottom for the rest of its life, continuing to grow and develop. As many as 3,000 glochidia have been found on a single fish at one time, with no apparent harm to the fish. Western pearl shell mussel adults can release millions of glochidia at one time, and for good reason. There is about a 99.99% mortality rate from the time the glochidia are released from their parent to the time they break off their host. That means only about 1 in 10,000 will survive to adulthood. Luckily, the ones that do become adults can be very long-lived, up to 70 years, and produce many offspring in their lifetime. Freshwater mussels are one of the most endangered groups of animals in the world, though. The main threats to the western pearl shell and other freshwater mussels today are practices that alter water quality. Construction, point source pollution, poor agriculture and forestry practices, as well as mining, can impact water quality by increasing the sediment or toxic chemicals in the water. In Montana, the western pearl shell is listed as a species of concern by the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. It's important to realize that in the creeks and rivers we live around, there are more than just fish and insects. Maybe the next time you find yourself on one of Montana's magnificent rivers, you'll find one of these fascinating animals. Today's Field Note was written by Parker Bradley with the Wildlife Biology Honors Writing Class at the University of Montana. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. Call 327-0405 to learn more or visit www.montananaturalist.org.